to get up.
I have to get up and start our day.
You don't want to be late.
I believe my record for attendance and punctuality stands alone.
Friends and fellow workers,
there is a great day upon us.
This will be a good day.
Turn on the radio.
I'll turn on the radio.
It's my favorite show. It's my favorite show ever.
When is our show on?
It's happening right now.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show indeed, and if I can get just one person to open their eyes, to open their ears, to open their hearts, or heart, don't know how many you have, open their heart, open their mind, then I feel like I've accomplished something. 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com. History teacher tells the children, I'm not going to be teaching you about the Civil War or anything in American history. I'm going to teach you about BLM and LGBTQ right here at McQueen High School. That person also telling students to lie to their parents? What is going on in our school system, not just in this county, but all across the nation? Should teachers who encourage kids to lie to their parents be fired? Yes or no? Bring it on, union. Democrats announcing a pathway to citizenship will be in the reconciliation bill. Should Republicans support this? 95% of those participating in the poll said no. We'll go over that bill in just a few minutes because there's a lot of other things in there that Republicans, by calling themselves Republicans, should not be supporting. Good morning, Monica. I live in Spanish Springs area. It's very interesting to me that this area is a chosen one for NV energy outages. My guess is about 80% of the entire area is all underground ran power lines. Yes. Joining us right now as we go to the talk and text line is Francine. Francine wants to talk about NV Energy this morning. Francine, thanks for being on the program. What are your thoughts?
I'm glad I'm following your email from that lady. I also live in Spanish Springs, and for miles and miles around us, no overhead lines. So I called NV Energy this morning, and I got a very nice customer service lady, and I put a bunch of questions to her asking why all of a sudden we are going to have rolling blackouts in this area. Her reasoning was, due to the heat, there isn't enough power. And I said, for the last 2 years, we've had lots of heat, lots of high temperatures. We've never had the rolling blackouts. Couldn't give me an answer. I said, well, if this is going to happen, and it's going to be for an extended period of time, so I asked her the questions you put on over the radio about generators. Oh, no, they're not going to do that. And I said, okay, if you're not going to do that, what are you going to do when all their food goes bad? You're going to repay them for that? No, I don't think so. They haven't even thought of that. So, it's like you say, it's a power play. And I have a daughter who is very sensitive to heat, so if heat goes out for a long time, she's going to end up in a hospital. So I think I'll have to send them a bill.
Francine, thank you for doing your due diligence and calling NV Energy on this. And that's, unfortunately, that's the thing with customer service agents. They are paid to be nice, they are paid to be friendly, but they are not paid to give you actual, factual answers.
And I thanked her for that because I knew she didn't have it, but I asked her, I said, please pass it forward. I said, because I'm sure you're going to get more of these calls and you're going to get a bunch of irritated people. I said, I'm not going to do that to you. I understand. I said, but this is a bunch of bull crap.
Yep.
And I'd like to write a nasty letter, but I'll get one back that says I'm not intelligent enough to understand.
Well, you know what? And then you just keep that letter on file. So, Francine, please write that letter, write it to the higher-ups and the people who control NV Energy here, because they need to know that this is not acceptable. We've had heat for years. We have highs and lows. And that's why we pay for electricity. That's why we pay for air conditioning. And it falls back into that control of, you know, people actually wanting to take away personal air conditioning from homes and have cooling centers. It's all in the name of control.
Well, my letter will go out in this afternoon's mail. I'll let
Thank you, Francine. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear the response. Francine, thank you so much for doing your due diligence and being a part of the solution. All right, let's check in with Carol this morning. Carol wants to talk about the election. Carol, thanks for being on the program.
Oh, thank you, Monica, and thank you so much for what you are doing. You don't know how much you're helping many people. I just wanted to call and talk about this election thing that, you know, for the last few days, I watched Mike Lindell's symposium on the election fraud in 2020.
Good.
And I can tell you, I just learned so much, and they have so much information. I just wish that everybody could have watched that for the last 3 days. It was incredible. I dealt with a situation at the 2020 election when I went to vote in our valley here. I did not fill out my ballot. I took it in with me, and I went ahead and I used the machines, not knowing what the problem was going to be.
Right.
But when I handed my ballot over to the worker who took it prior to me using the machine, she took the ballot and put it in a box, and I asked her, what are you planning to do with that ballot? And she says, oh, we're going to store it away for 22 months. And I said, well, bring that ballot out, and I want you to void it, because I didn't want anybody, you know, in the opportunity to use that ballot. We went back and forth about 3 times, and she argued with me that she said, quote, they won't like it if I do that. And I told her, I don't care what they like or don't like. I want you to void out that ballot. She would only do the section where the presidential election was. But I got to thinking about that after I got home. I thought, you know, if many people turn in their ballots that didn't fill them out like myself, they could use those ballots. So I sent a letter to the Secretary of State. And after about a couple of months going back and forth, they finally sent me a letter stating that my file would be closed because they didn't think I had enough evidence to procure anything else. And after the election was over, I thought, with everything blowing up, I thought, you know what? Why would they put them in a vault for 22 months? That didn't make any sense to me. So anyway, I just wanted to call and make that comment because too much has gone on, and I think we need an audit in this state for sure.
Yeah. Definitely. And Carol, next time you get one of the and we're learning for the future how to do this and how to avoid that, because I always take my ballot with me to make sure that, you know, it's like, oh, who was I going for again? You know,
yes,
short
right,
memory.
Exactly.
Write
exactly.
Void. Write big old letters. Write void all the way
from
across.
From now on.
Yeah,
yes, I will definitely do that, because unfortunately, I don't trust anybody anymore.
Yeah, and we shouldn't trust, but verify. You know, it doesn't work that way. Now it's trust no one.
Yes,
Carol.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for your participation in the program and your information today. Let's
thank you.
Thank you. Let's keep going back to the phone lines 884-9910 and check in with Lynn this morning. Lynn is on the line. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning, or afternoon, should I say. How are you?
Well, it's still morning, 11:15. We got about 45 minutes.
good. It's so good to hear your voice. I'm really happy you're doing so well. I'll be real quick to the point. I'm just I'm heartbroken over the procedure they're using to exit us from Afghanistan. And if I could just ask everyone to remember our troops this week in prayer, and our country, and those who love it dearly. That's all I wanted to say. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too, Lynn. Yeah, it is very concerning that we are sending 3,000 troops to remove and help, they say, the embassy, and 2,500 troops from Afghanistan. Why don't the troops that are already there help remove the embassy personnel? Because they want more people there. They want more troops there. Because more than likely, something is going to be set off. And then we're going to see ourselves back in another war. That's funny. I kept hearing that for 4 years, we were going to be in a war with President Trump because he was going to, you know, he was going to piss somebody off. And yet he brought peace for 4 years. So who are the warmongers? It's the Monica Jay Show.
This is not headline news. For their upcoming shows, Fish and Dead & Company will require proof of vaccination. Not exactly crowds that have a problem ingesting something without knowing what's in it. Fred Durst revealed why Limp Bizkit canceled their tour. And if you had couldn't get his shift covered at Panera, you in the office pool. Nominees for the MTV Video Music Awards were announced this week. In related news, millennials are struggling to understand the connection between music videos and a cable channel dedicated to pregnant teenagers. Dog the Bounty Hunter is getting married. To prepare for the big day, he's filling his wrinkles with wood putty. And tomorrow is Mila Kunis' birthday. I don't know how she's spending it, but I can tell you how she's not spending it: bathing her kids. This is not headline news.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here, and thank you for sending me all this great information. This is coming from NV Energy, PSOM thresholds, and it's the criteria for elevated fire risk zones that they'll be using for shutting off people's power. There's no quantitative thresholds for elevated fire risk zones. NV Energy will look at multiple qualitative factors to assess risks, including condition of vegetation and fuel dryness in and along the rights of way, readiness of utilities and telecommunications providers, field observations and input from local fire agencies, National Weather Service input, expected duration of conditions, and conditions of infrastructure. Well, here's a little something for your conditions of infrastructure. We've been paying our bills ever since we got the power hooked up. Part of that money goes for infrastructure. If there is a problem, it's up to NV Energy's responsibility to get that stuff taken care of. And as far as the vegetation, stop listening to the environmentalists and get that stuff cut down around the power lines and get more stuff buried. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And it's not about extreme fire risk and the climate change that they put it to. It's about control. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Stuart this morning. Stuart, thanks for calling into the program. What are your thoughts today?
Well, my thoughts is I was just going to give you and your listeners an update on our situation took place on Wednesday with myself and Roger Hellegas at the Reno Justice Court preliminary hearing regarding his guardianship case with his mother and the subsequent kidnapping charges that we were levied against myself and Mr. Hellegas.
Okay, quickly, we're kind of talking about other stuff, but I want to hear the update.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I guess I'll bar or factor into it. It's just about control, and what you're saying is absolutely correct with the power companies. They're trying to control people. The court systems are no different, and maybe at a different time we can talk a little bit more at length. I didn't want to take up your time, but I just want to let you know that it was a circus, and just like what we're living here in the state, in this country, that's what's unfolding in front of our eyes.
And hasn't it been, it was postponed, wasn't it?
It was continued, again.
Yeah, continued.
For the seventh time. Yeah.
All
well,
right.
They,
for
they
the
have,
seventh
they
time.
Have, yeah, seventh time. So We are scheduled to reconvene in court on either the 26th or 27th of August. Again, this is just a waste of taxpayers' monies and efforts and resources, just like what's going on with a whole bunch of stuff in this county, in this state, in this country. And I think we're heading to the cliff, and it's going to be up to people like yourself and other patriots to stand up and say, like Peter Finch said in the movie 1976 Movie Network, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, it's for the people to say. Stuart, thank you for calling in and giving the update. And yes, next week we will definitely talk at length. Joining us right now, we've got Paula. Paula wants to talk about NV Energy. Hey, Paula.
Hey, Monica. It's me, Rabbit Hole Laptop Lady. So anyway, we're on the surface here, okay? If they shut off your power, next billing, send them a partial payment, only like 30%. And then you can let that balance roll. You got to be 3 months behind before they're going to shut you off. And if everybody sends in a 30% payment, that says a lot more than phone calls. They're going to feel it. And if they do it 2 months in a row, now they, you know, don't pay your bill. You got to be 3 months behind before they shut you off.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they change that though as well, because you know
they
it's
still
all
have to give you notice.
It's all
they
about
still
money.
Have to give you notice.
All about money for these people.
It is all about money, and they still have to give you notice before they shut you off. But if they don't give you the service, don't give them their full payment.
Yeah. That's the thing is we've made all these payments. Where is that improved infrastructure? Isn't that what these payments, what a certain portion is supposed to be going for? Fixing all this stuff, the energy grid, all of it. It's just, it's Paula, it is back to control.
Yeah, it is. And you know, if I can do this quickly, couple of years ago after the Peridot fires, and so then they decided it was PG&E's fault, and I'm watching the mainstream news, and they flash up this, like, page of writing. It's the contract. It's the agreement between the state of California and PG&E. So I read the first couple lines. I zip through the body of the content. I go to the bottom, and maybe my brain read this wrong, but I don't know. This is how I've functioned this long. It basically said, and so if PG&E messes up again, then they will willfully hand the company over to the state of California. And I thought, and so we need to start nationalizing our utilities.
Exactly.
Now, maybe
exactly.
I'm wrong.
No,
I
you're not.
I had to read fast.
You're not.
I had to read fast, but I just thought, you know, and that was a couple of years ago.
The nationalization of energy companies, of police forces, they want it all under the control of the federal government, and then the federal government can give it to control of the powers that be. Paula, I got to let you go.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much
you
for bringing up that.
Thank you, girl. Talk to you later.
All right. This was a text that was put out from Liz Watkins Barton. If we lose on vaccines, we will completely lose the right to sovereignty over our own bodies. There is no such thing as freedom if we are not free to determine what is and is not injected into us. I add that because Justice Amy Coney Barrett just rejected Indiana students' plea to stop mandatory vaccinations. It's interesting, though, because it's against the law. So what do we have to do to protect ourselves? We have to sue. We have to get money together. We have to hire lawyers. And we have to sue, because that's the only thing that these people understand. It's also a way that they have to drain your bank account. Just saying. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910 KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Something that Paula was just talking about, and that was, you know, paying partial bills and things like that. This show never advocates for not paying your bills. Because remember, if your power goes out, I want people to think about this logically. If your power goes out and you're on a meter, well, you're not charged for power that's not there. But what are the consequences of that power not being there? Is it the food, all of the food spoiling that you've got in freezers and refrigerators from not running? People say, oh, well, just don't open it. Yeah, but it's still going to go bad at some point, even if you don't open it. How about the medical conditions for people who use medical devices, whether it be oxygen machines or whatever? There's a lot of that in this area. You can't just turn people's power off because there might be wind and dry conditions that spark a fire. Why is this just all of the sudden? Why is this just in the last 4 to 5 years? Well, something else that Paula said was very interesting, and that is, you know, if after this PG&E lawsuit that they had over the Paradise fire, if they are found negligent of another fire, you know, that the utility company gets turned over to the state, that's very interesting because a lot of people are looking at the start of the Dixie fire at fault of PG&E because of blown fuses and power lines and rough terrain and fuels. You can find out more at sfgate.com. Just look for the article that they have there by the title of, you got to love the title too, Everything We Know About PG&E's Link to California's Raging Dixie Fire. So, is that the start? Are we now going to see the state of California take over PG&E? Well, let me tell you, if they do, it's not going to get any better. There's still going to be rolling blackouts. There's still going to be fires. Just look at the way California is managed. Nevada couldn't even manage a whorehouse. Just saying. That's history in Nevada. Just in case you, you know, want to look that up. Look up Mustang Ranch. There are a lot of things going on, and this is a great weekend to just put it all together. Love this meme. Thank you so much. If they were truly worried about new variants, the border would be closed. And then it's got a word there. It's got a name. If they were truly worried about fires, they would do more to maintain the lands around power poles, making sure that on a regular basis, vegetation doesn't grow up. They'd be putting rock down. But the maintenance doesn't happen. You have to ask yourself why. Why do we, as Americans, as taxpayers, as bill payers to these giant corporations, why are we the ones who keep suffering? Today's poll question: continued indoctrination of your children. 923-FM-TALK.com and 991-FM-TALK.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should teachers who encourage kids to lie to their parents be fired? I don't care if there's a teacher shortage. If you've got teachers in the classroom that encourage kids to lie to their parents about either what they're studying or about abortions, about anything, about bullying, they should be fired immediately. Not only that, but the teachers who go in and say, I'm not going to teach you American history in American history class. I'm going to teach you this. These are serious issues. Yesterday's poll question, Dems are announcing a pathway to citizenship that will be in the reconciliation bill. Should Republicans support this? 95% of those participating said no. That's not what an infrastructure bill is about. The infrastructure bill that they are trying to shove down our throats has nothing to do with infrastructure. And 19 Republican senators just voted for a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package that is filled with leftist garbage. It's all smoke and mirrors. It really is. One of those things is $65 billion for broadband. Over $14 billion goes to a permanent federal welfare program to pay individuals' internet bills. That's your money. Just thought you might need to be reminded of that. John's on the line right now at 884-9910. Thanks for calling into the program, John. You wanted to talk about power company?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up some points. You kind of touched on it here just a minute ago. But one thing that's you don't think about is the little things. I mean, you're going to realize you don't have your air conditioning or your refrigerator is going to be out. But the other things that is an issue is your telephone. If you have a landline, a lot of people use a cordless telephone, and that requires power. So you don't have the landline communication if you're on a cordless phone.
Well, a lot of people too, John. Yeah, they've ditched the landline. I fought against this for years. We still have a landline because people are just, I've got my cell phone with me, you know. And well, how are you going to charge your cell phone? How are you going to charge your electric car? How are you going to?
Well, even your cell phones, the cell phone providers are relying on home internet to bolster their internet. And when you've ever been in a power outage, you try to get on your internet and surf the net, it is really slow, if it's even there at all, because the towers can't handle the traffic.
You know, John, it's kind of like the BS that they put us through with the coronavirus. It's about communication, limiting communication, you know, being able to talk to your neighbors, being able to, you know, talk to your friends or family about what's going on. It's just another limitation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, they've got all your utilities. If they're a battery backed up utility, they're used to about a 3 to 6 hour backup. Now, California is mandating that they need to have a 72 hour backup. I don't know if Nevada's gone there yet. I imagine they're going to follow. So there's that. You know, so if you're trying to power your home and your utility's internet is there, it's only there for 3 to 6 hours unless they beef up their backup batteries.
Well, I encourage everybody to take the safe route and have generators. You know, they only last for so long, but have backup for something, because the farther we go, John, I just can't. I don't feel like I can trust any of these corporations.
No, you're right. I mean, the reach of this is far further than just your home. You know, I mean, you've got everything out in the world that needs power. And if it doesn't have power, then everybody's scrambling to back it up, and that comes at a cost, and somebody's got to eat that cost.
Yeah, and guess who that's going to be?
Exactly.
It's always us. John, thank you so much for calling into the program. Appreciate your insights today. That's the point. It's not just to separate you from your money, It is to separate entirely the middle class. They are going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until there's no middle class left. They shut down your businesses for a cold virus, for a flu. Now Biden is out there saying that, oh, you know, we need to shut down interstate travel for those who are unvaccinated. Excuse me? I can go after report after report after report from doctors, scientists, medical professionals that are stating it is the vaccinated that is now spreading the Delta variant, which, show me what makes it a Delta variant. Show me the test. Prove to me that there is even a Delta variant. Well, people are sick in the hospitals. Let's see. Hospitals laid off staff. They're firing people for not being vaccinated. Because if you look at the healthcare industry as a whole, it is almost 60% of the nurses and doctors and maintenance and staff who work in hospitals that refuse to be vaccinated. Yet they keep pushing, they keep threatening. As Joey Gilbert was on the show yesterday and said, don't quit. Don't get frustrated. Just keep pushing back and let them fire you. Because now you have your wrongful termination suit. And as Joey said, we will. I'll expand on it. We will see another Nuremberg trial here in this country and around the world for the atrocities that are being pushed on people. You have Governor Sisolak lying. Lying about the reactions people are having to the vaccine. That people aren't, you know, it's no big deal, you know. Check out VAERS. People are dying. Women are miscarrying. And now you've got OBGYNs pushing pregnant women to have the vaccine, to have the shot, the experimental shot. That's what I wanted to have as my question of the day. Should OBGYNs be personally held responsible if a woman miscarries? They might just, you know, change their opinions. Because this is all coming down through the American Medical Association, which, by the way, is funded by the Rothschilds, by the Carnegies, by all those names that you keep hearing now. When we come back, we had a local nurse say vaccines are totally safe. That's why we trust them so much. Yeah, I'm going to bring you actually an Associated Press story about those vaccines that some of these medical workers just trust so much.
And now, more cat facts. Fact, 95% of cat owners admit they talk to their cats, and 100% of cats do not care. Fact, nobody has three cats. They have one cat, two cats, or jump straight to 17 cats. Fact, the next time your cat wakes you at 4:30 in the morning to be fed, you will definitely get out of bed and feed them like you always do. And that's more cat facts.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Partying, 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 partying. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, 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 partying.
I really hope you are looking forward to the weekend, because it is time for you to take a deep breath and relax if you've got a couple of days off work, and just recharge your batteries, because we need that higher level, that positivity, that we will overcome all this garbage. You know, the garbage that I've been talking about all week, like Oregon governor signs bill letting students graduate without proving they can read, write, or do math. How about, the CDC quietly admits their Florida COVID numbers were false. Yeah. The infrastructure bill that they're trying to get passed that goes to amnesty for illegals, that goes to, what's his name? Pete Buttigieg. Yeah, don't forget. He's the one that's going to be in charge of all of this money that gets doled out to all of these leftist programs. That's all it is. I want to remind you as we wrap up the show today, I didn't get to tell you about this story, but I'll put it on the webpage. I know I haven't updated it in a couple days. Sorry, I've been all about the symposium, which, by the way, CNN, the Communist News Network, is saying is all just a bunch of lies. Non-facts. Unproven. So again, you have to do your own education. Just because the symposium is over doesn't mean that all that information isn't out there. You can find it on Rumble and BitChute. Calvin Park High School threw out hundreds of classic books. The school is undergoing a renovation, and so they decided to weed out a few books in the process. Huge dumpsters filled to the brim. Huge dumpsters with hundreds of books. Edgar Allan Poe, Shakespeare, so many others. Rather than donating them to those in need, as we talk about kids that can't read, they don't have things to read. These books in this dumpster are just going to be destroyed when it could go to help a child. But the underlying goal is not to help children succeed. It is the continuation of the dumbing down of America and the dumbing down of society. Because if you don't have the brains that God gave you to fight against this power struggle, to fight against this control, well, that's what they want ultimately. They don't want you to understand history. They don't want you to understand what it takes to take down a tyrannical government, which is exactly what we have right now. And I'm just wondering if in Afghanistan, at our American embassies, if we're going to see another Benghazi. Let's pray for their safety. And I pray you have a beautiful weekend. I love you. I'll be back Monday with all kinds of good stuff.